Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am with Jeff Borano of the Financial Guys. And Jeff, with the possibility of colleges doing a hybrid of live instruction and distance learning, there may be the possibility of some distance learning from a dorm room. Some are wondering why students and families would end up paying the full freight of tuition. And my question here, Jeff, is how worth it is it for parents or students to pay for college if they have to have some sort of distance learning as opposed to being in the classroom?
You know, that's a great question, Tom. When you think about it, you're paying tuition for the cost of the education, but part of that education, as we've come to know it, is being in a classroom environment, socializing, getting to know the professor, et cetera, and that starts to disappear when you do distance learning. Now, granted, when you do distance learning, you're generally doing a combination of self-teaching, like reading a textbook would be, and you're also watching lectures online. So you're watching the professor, but obviously it's not the same as being there. Colleges, however, are in a tight squeeze right now. Financially, many of them don't have a lot of flexibility to do much more discounting for tuitions. This coronavirus has hurt their financial situation as well, and to stay in business, they've got to have so much revenue.
As far as the tuition and all that, they're not going to get a break on tuition?
No. Some schools were giving a little break on some of the fees that meant they were there when they sent the students home. But the tuition bill, if you look at it, in fact, it was just published that Harvard, for instance, is going to do a lot of distance learning and online learning, but they weren't discounting tuition. So if you think about it, you know, Harvard's a pretty expensive school today, and you're going to pay full bore to sit in front of your laptop or your PC and take your class. A lot of people are having a hard time swallowing that pill.
So how much sense do you think it might take for how much sense do you think it might be for parents to say to their child who's about to go to college, okay, you're going to do a lot of distance learning, you're going to be in front of your computer at home or in a dorm room as opposed to being in the actual classroom, maybe we should hold off for a year to get the full value of the education? How wise of a move do you think that might be?
I'm hearing that quite a bit. You know, there are students that can do very well with online learning and some self-taught classes for the most part, you know, being isolated and learning. But there are students that just don't learn that way. They need the interaction. They need to see things. They're visual learners. You know, they need to socialize and maybe ask a question of the student next to them. Those students probably should consider taking a year off. For many students, the online, switching to an online facility isn't a big deal. And in fact, some students actually excel at it because they learn when they're ready, you know, what hour of the day, whether it be 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they can turn it on at that time instead of a set schedule. For some students, it actually works better. And you're seeing the future of a lot of online learning really taking shape. The big problem, though, when you're thinking about colleges, the dorms. So if you look at a college now, if they do want to go to a one-person dorm room, they are unlikely to have that capacity. So, you know, you look at a school like Plattsburgh, and, you know, on a normal situation, they would have 2,200 students dorming, about 44% of their population. If they went down to a single room density, they only have room for 1,250. So now you've got schools trying to make accommodations off-site, renting floors of hotels, and it's a different experience, obviously, than the dorms. So some of that college experience that people talk about, you know, living in the dorm, socializing for the first couple of years, getting to know a lot of people, is going to be a lot different. And for some, maybe it's better to wait.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.